各位弟兄姊妹，聖誕節平安。
Merry Christmas and peace to you all.
但你哋嘅心裏面係咪真係平安呢？
Do you really have true peace?
喺我咧預備講章嗰日咧，正正係。如果大家有看新聞，是敘利亞大馬士革政權變天的日子。
The day I was preparing this sermon happened to be the day of a major political shift in Damascus, Syria.
究竟這個國家會變得更加混亂，還是趨向和平呢？其實我們是估計不到的。
Well, it's very difficult to say whether the country will become more chaotic or move toward peace.
不過咧，好多人擔心中東嘅地區咧會個局勢咧變得更加混亂，其實係有原因嘅，因為呢一個咧涉及到咧一啲穆斯林嘅派系版圖嘅改變。
This concern is understandable because it involves changes in the balance of power among the Muslims.
而呢啲改變咧，亦都威脅住咧以色列國喺中東地區嗰個嘅安全。
This most probably will also threaten.Israel's security in the region.
聖誕節咧紀念耶穌基督2000年前嘅誕生。
Christmas is a time to remember the birth of Jesus Christ, which happened over 2,000 years ago.
值得留意嘅係喺耶穌出世之前嘅7-8年，正正係以色列亡國嘅日子。
Well, it's noteworthy that before Jesus was born, about 700 years earlier, the nation Israel.Was facing its downfall.
所以咧，透過以賽亞先知嘅信息，以色列人係好期待，佢哋期待住尼賽亞救世主嘅來臨。
So through the message of the prophet Isaiah, the people of Israel were already filled with anticipation.
佢哋期待有一個君王能夠建立咧，好似大衛曾經咁輝煌嘅國度，帶領佢哋咧去打敗敵人。讓他們的國家經歷真正的平安。
They were longing for the coming of the Messiah, a savior who would establish a kingdom like King David's, defeat their enemies, and bring true peace to their nations.
以賽亞的宣告在公元前7-8年是對以色列人所說的。
Isaiah's proclamation to the Israelites was made in around 700 BC.
當時人對於先知以賽亞嘅預言，佢哋係咁理解嘅，係要重新建立大衛嘅國度。
This is how people interpret Isaiah's prophecy, that is, King David's kingdom would be restored.
因為大衛係奠定以色列國版圖建立嘅一個最重要嘅人物。
David was the king figure who secured Israel's land by defeating the
佢徹底咁樣打敗非利士人
，by defeating the Philistines，
而建立咗一個強國嘅基礎
，and building a strong nation。
以色列人期待一位出自大衛家嘅後裔喺末世再作統治。
The Israelites were waiting for someone from David's family to become their king again in the future。
而尼賽亞嘅嚟到代表住苦難嘅終結，同埋神末世親自嘅管治。
The coming of Messiah actually signals the end of suffering and bringing God's rule to the world.
以賽亞先知要宣告未來唔單止係充滿和平，亦都係咧滿有喜樂嘅年代。
Isaiah said the future would be a time of peace and joy.
佢哋所擔負嘅重擔要被挪去，呢個嬰孩要為人民帶嚟拯救。
People's burden would be taken away because this child.Would bring them salvation.
呢度咧，对于将要嚟到嘅呢个婴孩 BB， 以赛亚先知咧描述里面有4个称号。
The prophet Isaiah described this coming child with 4 titles:
奇妙测试、全能嘅神、永在嘅父同埋和平之君。
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
咩系奇妙测试呢？奇妙呢一个希伯来嘅词语，往往系指神嘅行动啊。
What is a wonderful counselor? It actually, in the Hebrew word, it actually means that God's action.
神的行动产生了一个人不能够预测的结果。
An action that actually bring out that is beyond human understanding.
测试的意思就是提供一些建议或者一些智谋。
Well, a counselor is actually someone who gives advice or wisdom.
所以奇妙测试就是以上帝的智谋他亲自去行动。
So a wonderful counselor is referring God's wisdom acting personally.
所以耶稣基督的降生是上帝以他自己的智谋亲自去行动。
The birth of Jesus Christ is God's wisdom acting personally.
全能的神，在古代有能力的人被视为英雄人物。
Mighty God, in ancient times, powerful people were considered heroes.
全能的神就是有能力受敬仰那位英雄的上帝。
Mighty God also refers to God as a divine hero who deserves to be worshipped.
对于这个称号其实学者有不同的解释，其中一个意思应该是他来到这个世界，他要做一件崭新的事，以能力去建立真正公义的政权。
Some scholars interpret the title to mean thatHe will come to bring something new to the world and establish a reign of true justice with his power.
咁永在嘅父有咩意思咧？就系指佢要建立嘅国度没有穷尽，直到永永远远。
And what exactly is everlasting father? It means his kingdom will last forever for all time.
最后和平之君。其实这个是四个称号里面最重要的一个。
Finally, Prince of Peace. This is the most important of the four titles.
和平和平安其实是同一个词语的不同翻译。
Peace or peacefulness come from the same word, but are translated differently here.
但这里不是指战争的相反。
Now, it doesn't mean the absence of war or conflict.
而是指有能力的君王在他的治理和保护之下，是能够脱离外邦的强权核制，他的统治，还有是脱离一些战争。
It refers to a powerful ruler who can free people from foreign control and free them from chaos.
所以在这个过程里面，他仍然是要面对一段纷乱和战争的时间。
Unfortunately, chaos and wars remain necessary as a process to achieve this peaceful state.
如果以耶稣基督出生的年代背景来看，其实犹太人受着罗马政权的统治。
In Jesus' time, the Jewish people were under the rule by the Romans.
意思就是高压的政权管治其实没有带来真正的和平。
What it really means is that under such government,There was only superficial peace.
只是带来一些表面的平静。
Only superficial calmness.
所以没有上帝而来的公义，也都不是和平的国度。
Without true justice from God, there will be no peaceful kingdom.
其中一个很简单的例子，大家就明白。
Let me give you a simple illustration.
当耶稣降生的期间，伯利恒发生什么事呢？
During the time Jesus was born, something terrible happened in the city of Bethlehem.
大家记不记得两岁以下的男婴孩全部被杀。
Do you remember all the boys under the age of two were killed?
我们不会认为只要耶稣不出世就不会发生这些悲剧。
Well, we can't really say if Jesus hadn't been born, this tragedy won't happen.
如果是这样，那耶稣是不是应该不要出世呢？
Well, if that's the case, shouldn't Jesus be even born at all?
我们不会这样想的。
We won't think like that.
因为高压的管治不是一个真正的和平。
What we need to understand is that the truth with high pressure governance will never bring true peace.
这个例子也让我们明白和平不是战争的相反是什么意思。
This illustration hopefully helps us to understand peace is not the absence of wars.
再者，其實真正的和平在來到之前，在來到之前，一定有一個平靜的過程，平定的過程。而這個平定的過程是難免要面對一些爭戰。
Rather, true peace actually involves overcoming, the war.
所以耶穌基督的降生是上帝以暫身的方式，親自的行動，以祂的能力為人類建立永遠和平、公義的國度。
Therefore, the birth of Jesus Christ marks God's new and personal action, using His power to establish a kingdom of peace and justice for humanity forever.
耶穌的降世和受難是全能者成為一個人的樣式，是上帝一個很不可思議的作為。
Jesus' coming and His sacrifice, that is God becoming human, are incredible acts of God's wisdom and love.
和平的君，这个名号前面是永在的父，意思就是说这个和平的国度是没有穷尽，直到永永远远。
The title Prince of Peace is preceded by Everlasting Father. This is to say, this kingdom of peace will last forever without end.
在这个国度里面，战争要完全的止息。
In this kingdom, all wars will cease.
所以主耶稣要两次来到这个世界，第一次在2000年前。
Jesus will come to the world twice. The first time was over 2,000 years ago.
当主耶稣第二次，当他再来的时候，最终的结局将会是战争完全的停止。
When Jesus comes for the second time, that is the second coming, the final outcome will be no more wars.
所以战争最终会完全的停止，而在2000年前，耶稣的降生带来新国度的开始了。
Over 2,000 years ago, the birth of Jesus marks the beginning of a new kingdom.
他传道的信息是强调什么？大家记得吗？天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Don't know if you remember Jesus' message. He emphasized the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent.
但是天国是逼近，然而尚仲未真正嘅实现。
What we need to understand is that the kingdom is close at hand. We must understand it is not yet realized.
呢个罪恶嘅世界里面仍然有唔止息嘅争斗，而当天国实现嗰一日临到，嗰啲嘅争战都要止息。
In this sinful world, we struggle with conflicts.But when the day of the kingdom comes to realization, all wars or conflicts will come to an end.
正如刚才说过，耶稣的降生是以上帝的智谋亲自的行动。
As I mentioned earlier, the birth of Jesus is God's wisdom acting personally.
这个就是奇妙测试，是不是？大家记得了。
That is what wonderful counselor means. I'm sure you remember.
今天是张林奇的第四个主日。是强调耶稣要来呢，带来平安和平的好消息。
Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, which emphasizes the good news of Jesus bringing peace.
耶稣基督第一次降世，人类的历史已经进入了末世。
When Jesus Christ came to earth for the first time, human history entered a new era.
他为罪恶的人类历史开了一条新的出路。
He opened a new way for sinful humanity.
如果我们细看超过5000年一个有记录、有痕迹的人类文化历史
，If we look at over 5,000 years of recorded human history,
其实再早过5000年都是一样，不过没有痕迹、没有记录。我们不能够否认人类历史就是一宗一宗罪恶的历史。
Even earlier on, even though there's no record, we cannot deny.That human history is a history of sin.
人类只是懂得互相的报复，互相的杀戮，人类所能经验到的和平只是一个很短暂的和平。
Mankind only remember revenge, killing or violence. The peace that humanity ever experienced was only brief and temporary.
今天我们是活在这个末世的末期。
Today we are living in the final days of the end times.
邪恶的势力仍然在垂死的挣扎。
Despite evil forces are still present.
但主耶稣却系建立咗一班跟随佢嘅门徒。
The Lord Jesus has established a community of followers，
包括你同我。
That including you and me。
我哋都系咧代表住耶稣，系要将爱、将宽恕以及咧同人和好嘅信息带俾人类。
We are called to be representatives of Jesus Christ, bringing the message of love, forgiveness, and reconciliation to others.
并且我哋要让人知道，喺神嘅掌握里面，永恒嘅里面再冇争战同埋杀戮。
And we must also show that in God's hand, there shall be no war or killing for eternity.
第二就系耶稣基督咧，系带嚟咧复和嘅关系。
The second thing that we need to know is that Jesus Christ came to bring reconciliation.
在先知以赛亚有关尼赛亚的预言里面，他提及这个尼赛亚是一位和平的君。
About the messianic prophecy, Prophet Isaiah refers to the Messiah as the Prince of Peace.
希伯来文和平 Shalom 这个字是有平安、安然和安静的意思，有和睦的意思。
The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. It means peace, safety, tranquility, and harmony.
而且咧，涵盖住咧两个层面。
These qualities encompass two aspects.
内在嘅同埋咧外在嘅层面。
External and internal.
其实外在同外在嘅和平系指咧两个。嘅實體，例如人與人之間咧，國家與國家之間嘅和睦。
External peace refers to a harmony between two entities, such as individuals or nations.
而內在嘅層面嘅和平就係指咧存在於個人內心嘅平安。
While internal peace refers to the peace that is within an individual's heart.
其實呢兩者之間亦都有一個好緊密嘅關係，亦即係咧個人同神。或者咧，個人與其他人之間嘅和平。
There is a close relationship between these two aspects, the peace with God and also the peace with others.
而呢啲嘅和平嘅關係，亦都影響住我哋內心嘅平安。
Both relationship profoundly influence our inner peace.
耶穌基督嘅降生為你為我帶嚟和平。
The birth of Jesus Christ brings peace for you and me.
耶稣的牺牲加上我们的认信，带来我们和上帝一个复和的关系。
Through Jesus' sacrifice and through faith, we are reconciled to God.
就好像保罗在哥罗西书一章二十一节、二十二节所说，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他藉着耶稣基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好。都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Paul in Colossians chapter 1 verses 21 to 22 says, Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
这个咧同上帝嘅复和，亦都咧医治咗我哋咧心里面咧对生命嘅彷徨。
This reconciliation with God restores the struggles that we have in our hearts，
赐俾我哋咧无可取代嘅平安
，and gives us unparalleled peace。
所以咧，约翰福音十四章廿七节记载耶稣点讲啊？佢话：我留下平安给你们，我将我嘅平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
And this is why in John chapter 14 verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
所以我哋咧唔单止咧系同上帝复和。耶稣基督亦都吩咐我哋咧，要彼此嘅饶恕。佢将咧与人和好嘅呢一个职分都交俾我哋。
Not only have we reconciled with God, but Jesus also commands us to forgive one another. Jesus entrusts us with the ministry of reconciliation with other people.
其實聖誕節是慶祝耶穌降生之際，而這位和平之君的誕生不單止拯救了你和我，亦都讓我們經歷到上帝而來的平安，所以讓我們可以心被恩感，我們要讚美上帝做這件暫身的事。
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus in Christmas time, remember this Prince of Peace is the one who saved you and me. Let us filled with gratitude and awe, because by God's wonderful wisdom, He has accomplished the new and glorious act of redemption.
第三就是耶稣降生的行动亦都让我们带来内心的真正平安。
Well, thirdly, Jesus' action has also brought us inner peace.
刚才说奇妙测试就是以上帝的智谋去亲自行动。其实耶稣的降生正正是以上帝的智谋亲自去成就去行动。
Now, previously, we mentioned wonderful counselor is God's wisdom acting personally. Well, the birth of Jesus is exactly that. God's wisdom acting personally.
但这个不单只是智谋的彰显，事实上智谋的背后是一个爱的彰显。
What we need to understand is that behind such wisdom, it also reveals the deep sacrificial love of God for humanity.
耶稣钉死在十字架其实是一件不可思议的行动。但他在十字架上的时候，大家记不记得他第一句说话说什么？
Jesus' crucifixion was an incredible act. But do you remember what he said on the cross?
主耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
其实这句说话就已经背后充分地显明耶稣就是爱。
This statement fully reveals Jesus' profound love.
亦都让我们看到主耶稣的内心是多么的平静。
But we also can see his heart of peace.
主耶稣由细个由懂事开始，他知道自己的身份任务。
Jesus understood his identity and mission from the moment he was born all the way till his death.
由生去到死，他是完全的无我，他一心爱世人，救人脱离罪恶的悔改，让人可以得到永生，达至真正的和平。
Throughout his life, he lived with selflessness, loving all people, serving them from sin through repentance, and bringing them to eternal life, and thereby achieving peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们再没有埋怨，我们再没有耿耿于怀的一些怨恨，我们才能够经历到真正的平安。
So brothers and sisters, when we can let go of complaints and stop holding on to our grudges, we can experience true peace.
耶稣基督面对那些钉死他的人，其实都是满怀盼望。
Even when Jesus Christ faced with those who crucified him, he was full of hope.
其实从耶稣的祷告我们就知道。
We can understand this through his prayer.
耶稣的祷告是盼望他们悔改，如果不是他就不会祈求天父赦免他们。
From his prayer, we know that he hoped for their repentance. Why else would he ask the Father to forgive them?
这份内心的平安是我们一生追求要学习的功课。
This inner peace is a spiritual lesson that we must strive to learn throughout our lives.
当我们再没有耿耿于怀的事，我们的内心才会真正经历到平安。
And it's only when we can let go of grudges, we may able to find true peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，你同人的关系，你同神的关系，甚至你和你自己的关系，如果需要处理一下的话，弟兄姊妹请不要犹豫。
So brothers and sisters, if there are unresolved issues in your relationship with other people, with God, or even with yourself, don't hesitate to address them.
在今天的世界里面，最需要的就是和平。
What the world needs most today is peace.
人亦都係正在設法咁樣追求和平。
And people are trying to find it.
但係真正嘅和平喺邊度咧？
But where can true peace be found?
如果我们要得到真正的和平，我们就要将福音传遍地极。
True peace comes only when the gospel is spread to the ends of the earth.
当万民都认罪，彻底的悔改，相信这位和平的君王，相信耶稣基督，才能够达至到化解仇怨，永享和平的福。
It only happens when all people confess their sins, truly repented, and believe in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, and only then can hatred be resolved, and we can enjoy everlasting peace.
所以作为基督徒，我们可以做些什么呢？
So as a Christian, what can we do?
我们可以用行动去回应。
Well, we can definitely respond in action.
在一年前2023年嘅十月，其实如果大家记得咧，以色列同哈马斯爆发战争。
Well, a year ago in October 2023, war broke out between Israel and Hamas.
由于呢个水源咧、电力咧、食物嘅供应受到切断，其实咧好短时间之内咧就出现咗大批嘅难民。
Well, due to the war.It leads to humanitarian crises such as water, electricity, and food supplies were cut off, forcing many to flee their homes.
当时咧，巴勒斯坦嘅基督徒佢哋咧打开教堂嘅大门。
In response, the Palestinian Christians opened the door of their churches to provide shelter for refugees.
无分彼此，为加沙地区嘅难民提供遮风挡雨嘅地方。
For the refugees from Gaza, they actually offer care without discrimination.
在10月19日的去年，战火波及了最古老的东正教教堂，是叫圣波菲利教堂。那里收容了500位基督徒和一些穆斯林的信徒。
On October 19th, the war actually reached to St. Porphyrius, the oldest Orthodox church, which was sheltering 500 Christians,And Muslim,
他们都是那些难民。
They're all refugees.
在漫天战火里面，巴勒斯坦基督徒在这片残破不堪的土地，他向世人展示了以爱的行动，去见证耶稣基督的恩典，去服侍这些难民。
Amid the devastation, Palestinian Christians bore witness to the love and grace of Jesus Christ through acts of compassion.Serving the refugees.
无分他们是不是信耶稣还是穆斯林，以这些难民在危难的时候，他们让这些难民透过教会经历主耶稣亲自的同在，透过跟随耶稣基督那班的人在黑暗的里面为他们带来未来的希望。
Whether they are Christians or Muslim, through these followers of Jesus,The refugees experience his presence, finding hope for the future, even in the darkness of war and suffering.
我相信其实在 Sydney 都是一样，只要我们关心周围人的需要，教会也都可以用行动去回应这些需要。
Well, I trust that where we live in Sydney, we can do the same. As long as we care about the needs of those around us, the church can respond to those needs.Through our actions.
第二，我们可以做什么呢？我们可以高举主耶稣的福音。
What's the second thing that we can do? We can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
历世历代有很多的信徒为见证主耶稣的福音而殉道。
Throughout history, many believers have been martyred for bearing witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
基督徒是不怕死的。
Christians are not afraid of death.
但是要死得有意思，同埋死得有价值。
But what we aim to die is with meaning and with purpose.
真正的和平有阵时系要用性命换翻嚟嘅。
True peace sometimes comes at the cost of one's life.
喺1950年代
，In the 1950s，
有五位美国福音派嘅年轻宣教士。
There were five young American evangelical missionaries.
他们去到厄瓜多尔一个亚马逊雨林的一班野蛮族里面。
They went to Ocos tribe in the Amazon rainforest of Ecuador.
那班叫做奥加族，当时被称为食人族。
This tribe was then considered to be cannibals.
結果咧，嗰幾個宣教士全部被嗰啲嘅族人用長矛刺死咗。
Tragically, all five were speared to death.
其中有一個宣教士個仔咧，就叫做 Steve。
One of the sons of the missionary is called Steve.
喺佢爸爸殉道之後，佢繼續喺嗰度做宣教嘅工作。
He continued the mission after his father's martyrdom.
佢學習嗰度嘅叢林生活咧，同嗰度嘅族人咧，慢慢建立咗友好嘅關係。
He adapted to the life in the jungle, and gradually, a friendly relationship was established with the tribal people.
喺十幾二十年之後，奧加族嘅族人逐一歸順基督。
Over the next decade, these tribal people came to faith in Christ.One by one.
当后来这个 Steve 他是被问及怎样有能力去爱他的杀父仇人的时候
When Steve was later asked how he could love the people who killed his father,
他在这里回应他的话他说这个全因为是上帝的恩典和他话语里面的能力
He expressed that it was entirely by God's grace and the power of his word.
他说如果你是基督的跟随者你就会明白这个就是委身基督的意思。
He said, if you are a follower of Christ, you would understand what it takes to commit to him.
因为这些族人都曾经走迷了路。
He explained, these tribal people were once lost.
而我们自己也都曾经走迷过路。
Just as we were once lost.
所以我哋咧，从呢位 Steve 佢所讲，正正彰显出耶稣基督喺十字架上嘅祷告。
Steve's action reflected the prayer of Jesus on the cross.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
喺再冇埋怨、再冇耿耿于怀嘅怨恨，我哋先至会经历到内心。那个的和平带来的释放
By letting go of resentments and bitterness, Steve experienced the freedom and peace that only inner reconciliation can bring.
当我们高举主耶稣基督的福音，上帝就会与我们同工，彰显祂的能力。
When we uplift the gospel of Jesus Christ, God works alongside us and reveals his power.
耶稣基督的降世为人类带来和平的出路。
Jesus came into the world to bring humanity to a path towards peace.
盼望在这个艰难的时代里面，我们都学习主耶稣基督在十字架上所讲的说话，所彰显出来的这一份爱。
In these challenging times, may we learn from the words that Jesus spoke on the cross and love he displayed.
让我们一起祈祷。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主耶稣，感谢你的降生。
Dear God, we thank you for your birth.
你来到是要带来和平。
You came to bring us peace.
但你需要一班弟兄姊妹跟随你。
But you also call us to be your followers.
以至到更多人知道我们愿意实践你的和平。
So that more people will know.And understand that we are to reveal the peace that you have brought.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们首先满满地得着你的恩典。
Help us to remember the grace that you have given us.
明白你愿意赦免我们。
Understand the forgiveness that you have given to us.
我们也都没权去埋怨别人。
And we do not have the right to grumble against other people.
多谢主你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.